Hello.
Good morning. Am I through to Ashley Young?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Ashley. It's James calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish Regis application. How are you today, up?
Yeah. Hi, Maria.
Good to hear. Just before I continue with the call, I just need to ask you questions for data protection purposes. Could you please confirm for me your date of birth?
14/1984.
Yeah, can you confirm for me your postal address?
SK27UG.
Yeah, no problem. And then could you confirm for me either your email address or your mobile number, please?
077-08-559-515.
Fantastic, you've passed data protection now. Just to let you know, these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As you know, Ashley, the purpose of today's call is to take a detailed witness statement about your time and care, what happened to you, how it affected you, and what evidence may exist. I'll guide you through the questions in order.
I get it's not the point that I'm still fucking having nightmares yet.
Some questions may feel a bit difficult, but you can take a break at any time. Just vocalise it whilst we're on the phone, and you can go for a 5 to 10 minute break. I may need to bring us back to the timeline in question if we move too far ahead, just so we can make sure that your statement is clear and complete. How we'd like to conduct these witness statements, Ashley, is like a chronological story. So essentially, we're going to start at the very beginning, being your personal background and entry into care, and then I'm going to provide you with the care placement chronology, what we've currently been able to locate through your records. I'm going to ask you if this is correct. Then following that, we're going to have a section 4, which is for each individual placement, which consists of 12 questions. So they will be seem a lot like it will be a lot of repeated questions when we go through this, because at the moment, from what I can see, we have 4 care settings to where you was placed in. And then following that, it will just be brief questions in relation to people involved, reporting and institutional knowledge, then movement between placement and leaving care, then the impact that it's had on your life as a whole experience. And then following that, it's just the support and treatment, as well as evidence and supporting information. And then it is just previous claims application or payments and reasons for applying, and then finally just a closing welfare check before we conclude the call. So with that being said, Ashley, are you comfortable and happy to continue with the witness statement today?
I'm uncomfortable, but it's uncomfortable with the assaulting, so I...
Sorry, say that again, Ashley.
It's very uncomfortable, but aye, I'm all right with it.
Just for any avoidance of doubt, would you feel more comfortable with a female colleague conducting the... Okay, no problem, that's fine. Do you need anyone with you, a break or any other form of adjustments?
No, it's fine.
And do you understand the purpose of the statement and agree that it may be used for your Scottish Regis application and supporting evidence?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So now, Ashley, we're just going to go into your personal background and entry into care when you was a child. So if you just could please confirm for me where did you grow up?
I grew up in Falkirk.
Yeah, and who lived with you before you was in care?
My mum and my sister.
If you hear any silence on my end, it's just me catching up with notes throughout the call. What was home life like before care?
My home life was, I grew up in the 80s. My home life is actually different to many. I kind of say that I grew up in like a bad home or nothing. It was a bit unmanageable, but my mum just did what she could for me and my sister. Like, my wee childhood was actually all right.
What was your family health education like when before you was placed into care? Do you
That
remember
was
how you were
fine.
doing well in school or anything like that?
I was all right at the school. School was fine. I started primary school. Was all right.
And do you know if there was any social work difficulties that were relevant before you was placed into care?
So, when I got to the age of 10, just before 10, I was sexually assaulted by a family friend, right, mother, so, and that's when I got social work into my life because my life went mental. It just changed, totally and utterly changed, and that's how I ended up in care.
The next question actually is, what did you, how did you come to enter care? Who made the decision, and was you ever told the reasons as to why?
So, how did I interfere? Because I was getting sexually abused off this guy, and I started running away, and I started like just I was just doing all the things that a rebellious teenager would do, and what they deemed me the same at a children's panel. They said I was out with parental control. No, I was just a wee lassie with loads of fucking trauma. Sorry for swearing.
It's okay.
And I ended up in the care system, and if I thought my life was bad then, it just went.
So they took, sorry to bring you back. So they took you to the children's panel, and what did the children's panels make a decision on, and what did they say?
I was out of parental control.
They said you was out of your parental control, out of your parents' control.
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings, Ashley?
Yeah, I've got a sister.
And when you was placed into care, was you separated from your sister? How old were you when you first entered care?
Oh, was that 11?
You was 11.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that make you feel at the time when you was told that you'd be being placed into care?
I absolutely hated it. Like, for all that I was running away and stuff, my mum was still my safe place. My sister was my safe place, and they were like gone.
Did you say your mum and your sister were your safe place? Sorry.
Yeah.
Is there anything important about your childhood health, learning needs, vulnerability, or name history that should be recorded?
I don't think so. Like, I believe that I've got ADHD and stuff, and it was obviously overlooked all back all these years ago.
No problem. So we've now completed the background, personal background and entry into care. I'm now onto the care placement chronology. So I've built the chronology of care, what we've been able to locate in relation to your FalCare childcare records. So I'll explain it to you now, and then if there's anything that I've missed, or is there anything what you would like to add? Obviously, just make it known. So, first off, we have that you was placed by the Falkirk Council Social Work Services to approve foster carers of Mr. and Mrs. Dewar, and this was in Bowness. It was either on or after the 13th of April 1999. We couldn't find anything what confirmed admission being on that date, but it has been noted from a document on the 13th. It was that day. Okay, yeah. Fantastic. And you was there up until the 17th of May 1999. Mm-hmm. And at this time, you would have been 14 years old, 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then following that, you was then placed into foster care with Margot Thompson at Grangemouth. You was there from the 10th of June 1999 until the 13th of July 1999.
Told you hit me.
Yeah, we will go into that when it comes through. So what we're going to end up doing on the call, Ashley, is first I'll ask you a 12 series of questions for your time with Mr. and Mrs. Dewar, and then once that's complete, I'd then do another set of series of questions again for Margot Thompson, which will be the exact same set of questions. So when we are doing the chronology, just try to keep within that time, just so I don't interrupt you or anything, to bring you back to that time frame, because it's human nature when you're trying to recall things what have happened, or if it happened at if a similar event happened at a different care setting, naturally you're going to want to talk about it because it's related to it, but just try to refrain yourself from doing so, and when it comes up to that care setting, we'll then go into further detail on that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So you was with Margot Thompson until the 13th of July 1999. Again, mm-hmm. you was placed there by Falkirk Council Social Work Services. Yep. You would have been 14 years old and eight months. Following that, you then went to Woodside Terrace, Clackerman. You was admitted there on the 13th of July 1999, to which you stayed until the 12th of September 1999. Mm-hmm. Again, placed there by Falkirk Council. Following this, you then went to the Good Shepherd Centre in Bishopton. The unit/group recorded was St Clair's. And you was placed here on the 16th of September 1999 up until the 29th of January 2001, when it would state that you'd leave on the 29th and return home through care/aftercare support. Is there anything there? From what I've said, is that everything what is correct from your care settings?
Yep.
Fantastic, Ashley. So we're going to move on to the next part now, which is probably one of the most difficult parts of the witness statement. So at any point, just vocalise if you'd like to take a break, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so this will be in relation to your first foster carers, being Mr. and Mrs. Dewar. As this question's drafted, yes. Could you just confirm, obviously, the names of your foster carers and the location of where they were?
Maria and Roy. Oh no, they were all right then. They're still my friends today. I still speak to them.
You still speak to them?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. If and everything was okay.
My drug had started, like I'd already started taking drugs today before I got into care. But I was like smoking weed and taking a wee bit of ease and speed and stuff, but it really, really progressed once I got into care.
Okay, hold on. I'm just going to go back to your personal background and just add the
use. So I was sexually abused at the age of 10. I smoked weed at 10.
At 10, yeah. So I'll just add that in within your childhood health, learning needs and vulnerability, that you started taking substances. And obviously I'll quote what the substance being weed. And what age did you say? When did you say you started taking the weed?
I've smoked weed since I was 10, and every day taking ecstasy ever since I was 11.
Since you was 10?
Mm-hmm. No. I was 14, I went to that residential school, I ended up from heroin.
Was it following the incidents involved? What caused you to start smoking weed?
If it ruined my life. Still ruined my life. Like, I'm clean today, but I was doing the math. I still got all of this trauma that I used.
It's positive to hear that you're clean now, which is obviously good news to hear. But as you stated that the foster care with Mrs. Dewar was, could you just confirm where the location of where they was in Bowness?
Oh God, now you're asking me. Graham Dyke Street, maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's okay, don't worry about it. Whatever you don't remember, obviously it's something like so far back in your past, you're bound to remember.
I've walked out quite a lot, yeah. That I've picked somewhere and it's like a trauma thing that I've just walked it and I can't actually remember.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I just need to ask you the question to this, just even if you don't believe there was any, even if there wasn't any form of abuse there or anything like that, I just need to ask a few questions, that's all. So what type of setting was it and how long was you there for?
It was a foster home. It was just a wee house. Lovely. Shutter Indians and another lassie that I ended up using drugs with. But that really wasn't bad. I actually quite enjoyed my thing. She was only ever temporary.
You enjoyed your time there. That's perfectly fine. Just because obviously you stated that that you had an okay time there and you enjoyed your time and there was no form of abuse. I'm just going to obviously note that that you went there just for the chronology, just to keep the story going, but we'll now go on to the next institution instead. So this would be for your time with Margot Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
So just try to take your time when answering these questions. We're not trying to cause you any distress with any questions that we ask, but obviously it is something what could possibly bring any distress, so just take your time. And if you'd like a break, like I said before, you're very more than welcome to take one. Just make it known and we'll take a 5 to 10 minute break, okay, Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
No problem. So could you just confirm for me, please, the institution name, location, the approximate dates and who placed you there?
Right, I've not got a clue the dates, right, but social work placed me there, and it was somewhere in Grangemouth, beside the shop, beside my mum's, round the corner, aye. And I didn't stay with her for long, because she drank loads.
Yeah. No problem, hold on. Got social work placed in there, it was somewhere in Grangemouth where you can't fully remember, and that she drank a lot.
I would say Terrace is a
Mom, manager. I broke the red one.
Sorry about that, Ashley. What did you say? I couldn't quite hear you.
I would say Court. No, I think that was Clickmanning. No, I can't remind her of this either.
That's okay, no problem. You don't remember the dates? Do you remember how old you were by any chance?
No. That's it, isn't it?
That's fine.
But I know it was the summertime, right, because the tennis is on, right, and I hate the tennis. I actually hate it, so Wimbledon was on. They know that. So I know it sticks in the business,
yeah. Yeah, I don't really enjoy the tennis. I think it's very much a boring game, to be honest.
No, no. This woman, she drank loads and she changed and... Aye.
Yeah.
Some people should never have been carers, actually.
This one... What did you say? Sorry, then. Actually,
some people
shouldn't be
carers.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it's different today.
Again, it's a repeated question. It's going to sound silly from what we've obviously just spoken about, but what type of setting was it, and how long was you there?
It was a wee flat. Was it a wee flat kind of thing? Yeah. I wasn't there for long. I was there for weeks, maybe just a couple of months. I hated it. I really just wanted to get home with my mum.
Yeah, no problem. So this is going to be quite a long question. So we're going to take it piece by piece this time, this next one. So in a few sentences, what was ordinary day life like? So we'll start off with first with the accommodation. How was your accommodation whilst you was there?
It was all right. That was all right. It was just called drinking. And then I started running away from her because she was drunk all the time. And I never grew up like that. I never grew up in like a family that was drug users or alcoholics or anything. And it was a bit different. Yeah. And I just wanted to be with my mum. And I was running away and stuff. She was a pit because she was drunk. If even she was sober, she was really nice.
Right, just hold on one, actually. I'm just trying to catch up with the notes. Do apologise. So just to clarify, just so I don't get this wrong, I've just put the accommodation was all right. It was just her drinking that was the problem. I kept trying to run away as she was drinking heavily. I just wanted to go home to my mum when she was drunk. When she was sober, she was lovely. However, when she drank, she would hit me. I never grew up in a home with drugs and alcohol. Is that correct?
Aye.
So the next part is what was your routine like when you was with Miss Thompson?
Oh, I think they tried to make me go to school and that, but I was just unruly and I was just saying that I wanted and I was just taking honours with drugs and just taking lots of drugs. Yeah, to try and block everything else that was going on in my life.
Yeah, how was the food like when you was with Miss Thompson? Did you have three meals a day? Was it appropriate
probably
food?
Probably.
And was you ever provided clothing by Mrs. Thompson? And was the hygiene?
She was always trying to buy me stuff. Always.
And how was your ability to contact your family whilst you was with Mrs. Thompson? Was
I still got to see my mum.
Oh, I was.
Mum, why did this work? Oh, no. No longer.
No problem. So when I say staff, obviously this will be in relation to the foster carer. But the next question would be, how did the staff and other children generally treat you when you were there?
Is that right here?
I couldn't quite hear you there, Ashley.
Sorry,
just,
it was just me that
was here.
Sure, it was just me.
And would you say Margot, how would you say Margot generally treated you?
She was sober, she was all right, and then, like, she would want to buy me things and just be this kind, loving person, and when she was drunk, she was just totally not a little different.
Hold on 1 second. She was a completely different person. When you state that she was a completely different person, would you be able to give an example of how she would change?
Then she was drunk, she just become a vicious kind of a person.
She become, sorry, do you say vicious
aggressive.
Then? Aggressive.
Vicious and aggressive.
No problem. Do you remember any specific punishments what she would ever give you, or any isolation or unsafe arrangements?
Absolutely not. It's just when I was grounded, but I didn't listen.
Okay, no worries. So when you was grounded, what specifically do you mean by that? By being like confined to your room, or just like...
No, that just wasn't allowed.
I'm trying to get it out.
Can
I plug the pencil?
No worries. So the next question is going to be quite a distressing question, so just take your time when answering this next question. But I am just going to read you the four categories of which Scottish Redress considers qualifying factors of abuse. So first, we'll go through neglect. Neglect is considered by the panel as inadequate or the withholding of food, clothing, warmth, hygiene, supervision, safety, medical care, education and emotional support, unsafe confinement, or failure to protect from bullying, violence, sexual harm, other children, or unsafe adults. With that being said, Ashley, looking back, is there anything what happened there with Miss Thompson which you would now consider as neglect?
Emotional neglect. She was drinking alcohol while she was under the care of fucking foster children. I lost my children because I was taking drugs, so that was emotional neglect. I wasn't there, I wasn't present, I wasn't entirely there. I used drugs, so emotional neglect.
Yeah, no problem. Just 1 second, I'll catch up on the notes, I do apologise. That's perfectly fine. So I've just made a quick note of that now. I'm just going to go through the other three factors of abuse. So the next one is emotional abuse, as you stated previous. This would be either threats, humiliation, blame, name-calling, isolation, different treatment of other compared to different treatment in comparison to other children, denial of family contact, being made to feel powerless or unwanted, or being forced to witness the abuse or humiliation of others. With that being said to Ashley, is there anything what happened there which you would consider as emotional abuse?
I made fucking feel like I was worthless my whole entire life. Like, I didn't mean nothing. And
sorry, Ashley, will you just say that again?
It made you totally worthless and pure unloved and unwanted. Aye, totally.
And when you state that, Ashley, is that in reference to how you felt at that time about Kerr, or how you specifically felt about being with Miss Thompson?
How I just felt about life in general and how it shapes my whole entire life to be. Lonely, isolated, unlost, unwanted, all that stuff that shaped my whole entire life.
Yeah.
That I was worthless when I ended up in all this abusive stuff, like through my whole entire childhood, right into my adulthood.
I do apologise to hear about that, Ashley. The next qualifying factor of abuse in relation to Scottish Reach's applications is physical abuse. So physical abuse is qualified as any form of hitting, slapping, punching, kicking, shaking, throwing, restraining, locking in, exposure to cold or hot water, denial of food or toilet access, or use of an object, recorded injuries / pain, and whether treatment was provided, needed, hidden, or ignored. With that being said, is there anything what happened whilst you was under the care of Margot Thompson, which you would now consider physical abuse?
Absolutely. Hitting me, restraining me.
1 second. And she put that she'd hit you and that she'd restrain you. And then finally, the final qualifying factor of abuse from Scottish Redress is sexual abuse. They categorise this as any form of unwanted sexual touching or exposure, any comments, images, any pressure or force to take part, any attempt or actual penetration or oral activity, masturbation, any photography or filming, any gifts, threats of secrecy, number of people involved. With that being said, during your time with Mrs. Thompson, is there anything that happened with her which you would now consider as sexual abuse?
No.
That's perfectly fine. So, I'm going to ask you a series of 6 questions now, and it's all going to be in relation to the 3 forms of abuse that you experienced while she was with Mrs. Thompson. So first, we'll just go with the neglect. So this is going to sound peculiar because it's in relation to obviously your foster care placement, but the question's more of a broad, like children's home kind of placement. But who was involved or responsible for your neglect?
Yeah. Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, of course. So who was responsible or involved for the neglect that you faced? Yeah. What I'm going to do is whilst you were obviously a foster placement, I'm just going to answer the same question for the emotional and the physical side, just because it will be the same answer being a foster carer. So, in relation to the neglect, Ashley, Could you provide me one clear example of when this happened? Where and when did it occur? What was happening before the neglect occurred, and what happened during and afterwards?
I can't even actually mind what has happened, but the last thing she hit me, I ended up going to the emergency children's home. I ran away again.
An emergency children's home, did you say? So I've just got, you can't remember what happened, but the last time she hit me, I ended up going to an emergency children's home.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened following that, sorry?
We were going to live in the tube. The last time that anything ever happened, she slapped me and I ran away again. No one needed to go for the tube. And what had happened was, I went to my mum's and the police got me at my mum's and they came me back there. And sure, I ended up leaving there that night or the next day morning.
Here you go. Thanks.
Go and find all your pens and put your pens in it.
You can't remember what happened, but last time she slapped me, I ended up going to the emergency children's home. I ran away to my mum's. And the police took me from my house and did they take you back to Margot's, or did they take you back to the emergency children's home?
Oh, you're not getting anyone to anything about Margot's, neither. They're in your tent, go and find them.
That's perfectly fine, no problem. So, 1 minute. So with what you just said, I've made note of it, and I'll add that in towards the physical abuse that you stated that you experienced while you was with her. But are you able to provide one clear example of what happened when you experienced neglect when you was with Margot?
Oh, she would just get drunk and she would just be like vicious, and she would just shout at me and restrain me, because obviously I wasn't listening to her and I wasn't doing what she wanted me to be. She was always drunk. And she would hit me, and the next day game day, she'd try and buy me all these things and stuff. And My abuse never really started until I really went into the children's homes.
So this is going to be the same question again, but this is going to be in relation to the emotional abuse that you stated. So would you be able to provide one clear example of what happened when you experienced emotional abuse?
One clear experience? It was always emotional abuse. It was never no one experience. In the daytime, she would be all this nice person in front of in front of all these people. She'd be lovely. And, behind closed doors, she was totally and utterly a different person altogether. And God.
When you said that she was lovely during the day when other people were around, was that specifically when other people were around, or was she just nice throughout the day anyway?
No, it was just when other people were around. And that was pretty much kind of all the time, social work and other stuff. It was kind of always around, but it was toxic. That's what it was. think if I was to look at a wee lassie my that age today and think, well, wait a minute, why is this lassie not behaving the way that she should be? Why is like always like why? But there's something deep rooted in there. In fact, I believe that these people should have been maybe asking me what was really going on rather than just saying that I was out of control when in reality I was a real lassie using drugs, trying to cope, and trying to run away from my own self.
Hold on one second. Could you say again? Sorry, I got up to the part where you said that people would think of me as a child trying to cause trouble, but in reality I was, sorry. Yeah, but people would think that due to my behaviour, i.e. running away, taking drugs, people would think me as a child trying to cause trouble, but in reality I was displaying this behaviour as I was trying to deal with my issues.
Yep.
So the next question, again, we'll go through the neglect part of the abuse, and then we'll go through the physical abuse response and then the emotional abuse response. I know it's quite tedious having to do, obviously, the question three times, but it's just unfortunately the way the process is done. So in terms of the neglect that you experienced, how often did this happen?
Okay.
And did it ever change or become worse while she was with Mrs. Thompson?
No, it was just, she was just an awful.
Just to let you know that the witness statement is something what is in within your supposed to be within your own words. So with that being said, you can use any language what you deem is fit and necessary. So don't try and refrain yourself from communicating as you normally would do with like a friend or family member, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No problem. In relation to the physical abuse, how often did this happen? Over what period, and did it ever change or become worse? Yeah. And did it ever change or become worse?
No, I just had enough and I didn't want to be there. I really never wanted to be there. I hated being there. And something happened, and I really can't remember what happened for me to get taken away from you. I'm sure I felt the social work should hit me, but that's why I got me for you.
You sure you told the social work that she hit you, but you don't mm-hmm. fully know if that's
yeah.
true?
Yeah.
So again, this will be in relation to the emotional abuse. How often did this happen? Over what period, and did it ever change or become worse?
It got worse to the point that I didn't really want to be there.
Perfectly fine. So unfortunately, again, this next question will be will need to be answered in three parts, that being for the physical, the neglect, and the emotional. With that being said, Ashley, what immediate effects did you experience when you was experiencing the factors of neglect?
My drug use got worse. I really didn't think that I was wanted by anybody. I felt let down to the world. I hated the world. I hated everything about it. I just wanted to die.
Just hold on 1 second. So I then ask the question again in relation to the physical and the emotional. Is that something what you believe is the same answer for all three?
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. Did you ever experience any behavioural or school changes following immediately the abuse?
I never went to school.
That's fine.
I got kicked in the ice. Yeah, that's cool.
So, whilst being in the care of Margot Thompson, did anyone ever witness any of the abuse, know about it, or experience something similar?
No.
No. No problem. Did you ever ever tell anyone or try to get help?
I think I told the social worker that she helped me.
And what response did you receive from telling the social worker?
I ended up going into children's home.
So, this may be a difficult question to answer. Sorry, so just try and take your time to think about it. What was different at this placement with Margot Thompson in comparison with the others?
Maria and Roy were lovely.
Sorry, say that again, please.
The foster carer I was at previously, they were lovely. They were like a family, and it was a unit, and it was lovely.
Did you say it felt like a real family?
Yep.
And what did you say about the unit, sorry?
It was like a family unit. It was.
Oh. That being like a nucleus family and not being like the physical location was like in a unit.
No, it was a house. Was...
Yeah.
Aye.
So that concludes the placement with Margot Thompson. I will need to go through them 12 questions again in relation to the final two care settings. So next going on would be to where you ended up going following your foster care placement with Margot Thompson. So could you kindly please, hold on 1 second. apologies. I'm just I made the notes in the wrong box and I'm just changing them over now. Sorry about that. It won't take 2 seconds. So yeah, I apologise about that, Ashley. So the next question being, what was the institutional name, location, approximate date and age, and who placed you there?
Dates, I don't know what a class. Age, I don't know what a class. I went to that children's home food center in Quitlanen.
And do you know who placed you there?
Paul Cook, thank you. For sure.
Yeah. What type of setting was it and how long was you there for?
That was a care home, and it was a mixed unit.
It was a mixed unit?
Yep.
And how long was you there for?
I was there for 3 months.
So again, in a few sentences, we're just going to ask you what your ordinary day life like was there. So first we'll start off with, what was the accommodation like?
It was all right.
It was all right. But so did you have your own room?
I had my own room, yeah.
No roommate in your room or anything like that?
No.
Was the room hygienic? Was it clean and tidy?
Yeah. I'm sure it was just like a new kind of a children's home. It was just no one home.
It was like newly refurbished when you went there.
Yep.
Can you remember what your daily routine was like when you was there?
I can't remember my daily routine. Absolutely not.
Can you remember what the food was like and the clothing?
That was probably all right.
And then finally, what was it? Was it ever difficult for you to get in contact with your family?
Yep.
Do you say yes or no?
Yeah. Like they would withdraw family visits for misbehaviour and stuff.
As punishments.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you ever refuse? It was a. Would you ever flat out refuse contact with your family for no particular reason?
No, just to be punished.
Just to be punished. So, how did staff and other children genuinely treat you when you were there?
So, while I was in this care home, the staff were genuinely okay. There was a boy in there, and I really can't remember his name right.
Yeah, hold on one moment. So I just got the staff were generally okay. Whilst I was there, it was mainly this one other boy who was there. I can't remember his name. That's fine, don't worry. Do you remember if there were any particular rules set off by staff which you deemed a bit unnecessary looking back on?
Like, no, there really wasn't. Probably the one allowed in each other's bedrooms, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but the staff just weren't allowed in the bedrooms.
No, even the residents weren't allowed in each other's rooms.
Yeah. So it asks about punishment. So with that, I'm going to just copy what you said in the previous question that like would take away family visits for misbehaviour as punishment. Was there any other unsafe arrangements, isolation or punishment what you could remember whilst you were there?
Oh no, if you were like punished, then you had to go in your room and you weren't allowed at your room or not.
As well as send you to your room and you weren't allowed out your room.
No.
Do you remember how long the duration of that would be?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
No.
That's fine. And do you recall any unsafe arrangements?
Unsafe?
Yeah.
It was unsafe. It was totally unsafe.
So the next question is going to be a very distressing question. It's what I asked you previously at the other care setting. So what we're going to do is I'm going to, again, describe what the qualifying conditions are for neglect, emotional abuse, physical abuse and sexual abuse. And then if you'd be able to confirm. So for neglect, is it inadequate or withheld food, clothing, warmth, hygiene, supervision, safety, medical care, education or emotional support, unsafe confinement or failure to protect from bullying, violence, sexual harm, other children or unsafe adults?
That's the last one.
Hold on 1 second.
You feel like a protected association environment.
Hold on, sorry about this. Nicola. So you said the last one on the prompt for neglect from unsafe adults. So again, the Scottish Regis panel, they would qualify emotional abuse as threats, humiliation, blame, name calling, isolation, different treatment in compared to other children, denial of family contact, being made to feel powerless or unwanted, or being forced to witness the abuse or humiliation of others. With that being said, looking back at your time within Woodside Terrace, would you consider anything what happened to be
all of the above?
What we could do, if you'd like, Ashley, is that I can finish the questions on the care setting of Woodside Terrace. And then once we've gone through that care setting, we can take a break for 5 to 10 minutes and then continue the witness statement if that sounds preferable for you. That's no problem. Looking back at your time at Woodside Terrace, is there anything that happened there what you'd now consider physical abuse? That being either any hitting, slapping, punching, kicking, shaking, throwing, restraining, locking in, exposure to cold or hot water, denial of food or toilet access, or use of an object that recorded any injuries, pain, and whether treatment was provided, needed, hidden or ignored?
Sexual abuse.
So, in relation to the neglect, emotional abuse and the sexual abuse, are you able to recall who was involved or responsible?
So there was a boy in there, and I really can't remember his name. And first they started the body comments and stuff.
Hold on 1 second, I do apologise. I don't want to get too ahead of yourself when you start detailing the account. I know that you said you can't remember his name, but can you remember, any descriptive features that you could be able to point out? Did he have long hair, short hair? Was he a big boy or small?
He had blonde hair and
sorry.
He had blonde hair and he was really quite tall.
Mom, why do I just put it here? Mom, what's it here?
I don't know.
So, I'm going to do this in three parts. So first, we're just going to do the neglect, then we'll do the emotional part, and then we'll do the more difficult part last. So when it comes to the neglect, what you experienced at Woodside Terrace, could you give one clear example of what happened?
What happened? Obviously, a boy was in there. The start of it was just they would touch me and stuff, and it was really off-putting and really creepy. And I was drinking alcohol, with the blackout. And
you were drinking alcohol with the blackout, did you say?
Aye. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay. So I was drinking alcohol and state that I was at blackout, and we were out one day and they raped me.
When you was unable to control yourself?
Yeah, and that made us late back. I think we were only allowed it for an hour or something.
And that led to what did you say?
So we had been out drinking and he raped me. And we had only been allowed out for an hour. And we went back and we're totally not really intoxicated, and I think it was trying to ground me for being late, and I went mental. I really actually just I lost it. And I ended up smashing the whole building up and caused thousands of pounds worth of damage. But
Hold on.
I remember that extremely.
Sorry about that, Ashley. So you was caught, I just ended up saying that they tried to ground you for being late. I went mental, I lost it. I ended up smashing the building up, causing thousands of damage. Do you remember what happened afterwards?
I call an emergency placement, and then I went to a good shepherd centre.
Went to an emergency placement, then what, sorry?
Then I went to a good shepherd centre. Because again, it was my fault because I caused all the damage. No, wait a minute, it was a sexual assault season. That's what caused the damage.
Hold on. So the next question, Nicola, would be, how often did this happen? Over what period? And did it ever change or become worse?
Pardon?
So to repeat the question again, following on from what you just said at your time at Woodside Terrace, how often did this happen? Over what period?
That was the only one.
It was the only the ones. It's going to obviously be a bit of a silly question to ask, but what immediate effects did you experience? Was there any pain or injury, fear, shame, any sleeping problems, bedwetting, running away, behaviour or school changes?
Yep, all of the above. Have you seen all of
So the next question following that is: did anyone witness it, know about it, or experience something similar? No.
No, and I'm not entirely sure.
The next question would be: did you tell anyone or try to get help?
What you that?
I have not gone into a different person.
Who did you try to get help from, sorry?
Social work, and I ended up going into a different care home. But the way the social work seen it is that I was intoxicated and I just caused all this drama, smashed up all of this building and all of your cars because I was intoxicated. That is no normal for a human being to go out, get drunk and smash up a fucking
all this pussy,
isn't it? You know what I mean? Especially after seeing you all be laughing, like, it's just more normal.
What I've got is that I just put, I, the social worker, I ended up going to a new care home. However, the social worker created a narrative that I was just intoxicated and I was causing massive drama and that's why I smashed up the home. But that wasn't true. It's not normal for a 14-year-old girl, intoxicated or not, to smash up a place due to drama. So the final question on the placement of Woodside Terrace, and then we'll then take a break for 5 to 10 minutes, just so you're able to collect your thoughts and just get a drink or go to the toilet or for any reason.
Yeah.
What was the difference at this placement compared to the others?
Oh, it was totally different to everything.
It was totally different.
Foster care was in my area. My mum was in the farm. She was like within 20 minutes distance. Like, she was totally different.
So you're saying like this was like miles away from where you ever had been before? How roughly far would you say it was?
It's about an hour away from where I am. Maybe about 45 minutes.
I just put foster care was in my area and this was an hour away from my childhood area.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the only thing you'd consider what was different at this placement compared to the others?
Yeah, it was totally different. It wasn't the same. I think it was a children's home and it was horrible. They tried to make it nice, but it wasn't pleasant whatsoever.
They tried to make it nice, but what, sorry?
Like, his carers and that, they tried to make it nice, but it wasn't a pleasant experience whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't actually bad people. We were good people, the carers that was in there. We can't do much about the residents, but the carers were actually all right. Wasn't it? I went to that bloody good shepherd centre and life really changed.
It wasn't my people. It wasn't my people. So I've just put, it was totally different. Foster care was in my area. This was an hour away from my childhood area also. It was horrible. They tried to make it nice, but it wasn't a pleasant experience whatsoever. They wasn't bad people, the carers at least. It was just the residents that were awful. Then I went to Good Shepherd Centre, then my life really changed.
Yeah.
Is there anything else what you'd like me to add on from that, or is that okay?
No, that's it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, because that was quite a distressing care setting what we've gone through, and I would think it would be in your best interest just to take a quick 5-10 minutes break, just, you know, just to regather your thoughts, get a drink, maybe go to the toilet, or just to spend about 5-10 minutes with your children, and then I'll give you a call back at should we call it 5 to 12? All right, fantastic. I'll call you back at 5 to 12, Ashley, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
No worries. I'll speak to you soon.